Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly. It's Sunday morning, and now I would just like to welcome my next guest, who is the stunningly beautiful, the incredibly talented. It's the lovely Pam Knight from White Knight Marketing. Hello, Pam. Pamela.
Good morning, Darren.
We meet again. Pam from White Knight Marketing. For those that haven't heard you on the radio before with me, just tell us a bit about your background, what you do.
Yeah, White Knight Marketing is what it says it is. We're a marketing agency, a small marketing agency with a lot of local clients. Like, we are their virtual marketing department, and we deal with anything that they need, actually. Businesses, small and large.
Great. And you're here because yesterday was Small Business Saturday.
Indeed.
Which, if you haven't heard about it before and you're a small business, then you should listen up now, because it was also the launch of the Taunton Deane Business Awards 2017. And we were a big part of that last year. And it was a real success, wasn't it?
It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, we were absolutely bowled over. We couldn't believe we had so much response. I had over 70 entries last year, and that was the first year.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, excellent. And
it was good to see that people were really keen to let themselves know about them, because it's quite amazing. In and around Taunton Deane, there is a lot of businesses that we wouldn't even think about existing,
yeah.
Yet they're really quirky with it.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Almost half of the people that entered, and we're pretty well connected with companies across there, especially.
You sound like a mafia boss,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. Well, between Tone FM and White Knight Marketing, we know a lot of people.
Yeah, Domers.
And there were loads of people you never knew, yeah. Just didn't know. There were some amazing companies around that did all sorts of things we didn't know happened in Taunton. Mm.
So if you're a business of any size, then this is really up to you to get yourself stuck into. And just to recap on how it went last year, over a course of a period of time, businesses, they applied, they went through the interview process, and then we had the awards night itself at the cricket club, for which Deborah Meaden appeared. Wasn't she great?
She was fantastic.
Yeah. Really small.
She was so generous as well with her time, wasn't she? You
know? I love the bit about her telling us about how she used to be a bingo caller at Butlins in Minot.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
And I remember going to her first shop, which she opened in Taunton, called Stephanelle's, and I was one of her first clients.
Really?
When I first moved down from London. Yep.
Wow, there you go. It's a small world. And it just goes to show that, you know, you can start off with something small and you can end up as big as and successful. Exactly. So the business awards, for those listening for the first time thinking, okay, I might enter this, what's the process? What happens next?
Right, well, we launched it yesterday, as you know. We will actually be on the website. The application will go live. You will be able to apply by the website on the first week in January, which I believe is the 4th, actually. And you'll be able to pick whichever category you want. You can apply for two categories, no more than two. You probably won't want to anyway, because there's a lot of work to be done in it. But we've made the process as streamlined and simple as possible. We've given you hints and tips about the sort of things that you should be including on it. And really, we just want to get to know your business and where your successes have been. We've got 9 categories this year. We've changed it. We've expanded it and given you something a bit more exciting to get your teeth into so you can focus down. And shall I run through those?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah? Go through them.
Okay, so the first one is digital innovator, and that can be anything digital, quite frankly. And as the time goes on, you'll hear an awful lot more about all of this anyway. Customer excellence, we're looking for those that really excel with looking after people. Exporter of the year, because actually one of the things that came out of last year was the astonishing fact that we've actually got so many companies in Taunton that do export. Mm-hmm. You know, we're quite strong. Growth business, so that's companies that were, say, 2 years and over. So it's about what growth have you done in the last 2 years? Best employer, you know, that'll be your staff telling you how good. Now, you're going to have to work hard to prove that one, because we want to know exactly what your staff are saying
about
you.
Do on a voting system.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah. We may even consider that one, yeah. Best marketing campaign, you know, because it's all about that as far as I'm concerned. Corporate social responsibility, we're keeping that in because there's an awful lot of companies in Taunton that do an awful lot for communities.
I was going to say, just explain what that means, the corporate social responsibility.
So corporate social responsibility is the stuff that you don't often see. I mean, it's the likes of, and I'll name McDonald's just for a good reason, because actually everyone thinks McDonald's doesn't do an awful lot, but they're out there doing sponsored litter pickups. At the carnival, there'll be the company behind you picking up the rubbish that you've left on the floor, you know, and they do a lot of that type of thing. Viridor, for instance, work with, I think it's Secret Life, the wildlife charity, and they've got a massive project down by the river, and they're doing a load of regeneration work. Mm-hmm. And those are the sort of things that happen.
You don't always hear about them, do you?
You don't hear about them. And some of the smaller companies, I will actually mention New Leaf Life Design, actually, because Becky there does an awful lot of work. She's completely, all her business principles are ethical business principles. And she does a lot of regeneration work with wells and things like that that people don't know about. So it's about the hidden stuff that actually really, really supports the community.
Okay.
And we want to hear about it. Obvious next one is the best startup, because, you know, we'd always have quite a lot of startups. Yeah. You know, we're quite an innovative little area and we want to make sure people know about that. And then a really new one for this year, which we're very, very excited about, was the Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
I do like the sound of this one.
I think that's going to be really exciting.
Did you see the news item recently about that young lad who's 14?
I heard about it. My word.
And he's now a multimillionaire.
Yeah, I know. A Taunton lad, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, well, you know, if he doesn't enter...
No, exactly.
Everyone else might have a chance.
Exactly. Yeah. So they are the categories to look forward
to.
I think the one thing that came out of some discussions was the actual application process and how easy it actually is. Because a lot of people can be put off by big application processes, can't they? Oh, I can't. It's 10 pages. I haven't got the time. That kind of thing. Hands up, guilty. I've done this myself. I remember when I applied for the license for the radio station, my first impression is when I saw a 47-piece document was, I can't be bothered with this, and I nearly didn't do it.
And I would be the same. No, we've made it fairly succinct. In fact, we even limit how many characters you can put in there, so that makes you really focused down on what you're saying. We don't want to read reams and reams and reams. We want to get the essence of your company and then talk to you about it afterwards.
Less is more.
Yeah, a well-versed and a nice clean application is brilliant, really. And you know, you've got a long time to actually think about this, because although we go live with the applications on the 4th of January, you've got until the 31st of March to complete it. So you could actually start it, you can save it on there, and you can go back to it if you want to. There's plenty of time. Please don't all leave it to the last minute, because it was a hairy moment last year.
I was going to say. Yeah, it was.
And the website was struggling a bit at the last two weeks, where everybody decided to apply, you know, at the time. But it was great. We will be doing some sessions, or at least a session in the new year, about what we're looking for. So there'll be some hints and tips and things like that. And the website will have FAQ sections, which will also help you. And if you've got a question that isn't answered, just fire it off on the contact sheet and we'll get back to you, and then we'll add it to the FAQ. So if anyone else is thinking about it, then, you know, they'll find out.
It's definitely worth doing. And the fact that it's local, it's on our doorstep, and you can reap the benefits from it. You know, you can shout about it. And that's what it's about, is shouting about your success.
It is. And I think one of the interesting things for me is how much interest we've only just announced this yesterday, you know, and last week we had a meeting of the previous sponsors and immediately two of them came forward and said, I want to be the main sponsor.
And the two sponsors are
PKF Francis Clark and Taunton Deane Borough Council.
Excellent.
So that's great. But we have got room for supporters, award supporters still, if somebody wants to come forward for that.
And all the details of which, if you'd like to get involved, will be on the website, which is...
tdba.co.uk.
tdba.co.uk. Pamela. lovely to see you again. And no doubt over the next few months, we shall be hooking up quite regularly to update you on what's happening with the Taunton Deane Business Awards here on Tone FM.